Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, my name is Connie Turman, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. The ballot measure for annexation of the Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate neighborhoods was not successful. In order for the proposition to have passed, 60% of the voters in the potential annexation area had to vote yes, and at least 40% of those voters must have voted in the presidential election in 2008. More than 40% voted, and of those, 59.49% voted yes. The Kirkland City Council is continuing its discussions on options for annexation, and because more than 50% of the voters said yes, the council can still vote to approve annexation. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and click Annexation Information. If you park illegally in Kirkland, it will cost you more.
Yes, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to move Ordinance 4217 in its summary.
Kirkland City Council has approved increasing parking fines by $10, raising fines from $25 to $35. Some cities, like Redmond and Tukwila, issue fines up to $45 for an illegally parked car. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box type Ordinance 4217. As we settle into the holidays after Thanksgiving, Kirkland firefighters hope that you will be willing to help those with little or no income. Firefighters are asking for donations for their annual Christmas basket program to help HopeLink families. They need items such as non-perishable foods, baby and child items, winter clothing, blankets and toys. Donations can be made any day up until December 18th at any of Kirkland's fire stations from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., or you can deliver directly to HopeLink. To learn more, go to hope-link.org. Flags at all city facilities will be flown at half staff in honor of the four Lakewood police officers that were killed on November 29th.
You know, I just feel compelled to say that we're all in shock and mourning over the four police officers that were murdered.
The flags will remain at half staff until the officers' memorial service on Tuesday, December 8th. A moment of silence was observed during last Tuesday's City Council meeting for Tom and Hilda Woods, former Kirkland Mayor Bill Woods' son and daughter-in-law.
We had a quite a startling and sad occurrence this week with former Mayor Bill Woods, who served the city for a number of terms on council and as mayor. Bill lost his son, Tom, and his son's wife, Hilda. And I think we could have a moment of silence for that, please.
They were killed by a drunk driver who ran a stop sign in Marysville. The couple leaves behind three grown daughters and two grandchildren. A memorial service for Tom and Hilda Woods is planned for 1 p.m. Tuesday, December 8th at Washington Cathedral in Redmond. Donations can be made in the couple's memory to the Prostate Cancer Foundation at prostatecancerfoundation.org or to the Progressive Animal Welfare Society at paws.org. The I-405 bridge at Northeast 116th Street has been named the Colin Nielsen Memorial Bridge. Colin Nielsen lost his life due to a drunk driving incident while he was working on the Washington State Department of Transportation I-405 Kirkland Nickel Project. The Kirkland Transportation Commission is currently looking into signage and a memorial plaque to be placed at the bridge site. The naming ceremony will not occur until spring of 2010. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box type in Memorial Bridge. King County is updating its six-year solid waste plan, and Kirkland's Solid Waste Division will be hosting a public meeting on Thursday, December 17th from 6 to 7:30 at Kirkland City Hall. Information presented at the meeting will include the physical and financial infrastructure of the solid waste system and a number of proposed waste reduction and recycling goals and collection and processing recommendations. You can comment and ask questions about the plan, which is still in its draft form. To read more about the plan, go to the kingcounty.gov website /SWD comp plan. Kirkland is known for its beautiful shorelines, and now an updated shoreline master program will ensure its maintenance. The shoreline master program includes amendments to the comprehensive plan and zoning code to add new shoreline goals, policies, and regulations to the existing plan. A restoration plan and cumulative impact analysis have been prepared along with the update. Kirkland City Council adopted the program, and now it will be sent to the Department of Ecology for their review and approval. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box, type in Shoreline Master Program. The first annual Holiday Craft Show takes place Saturday and Sunday, December 5th and 6th, at the North Kirkland Community Center. This new festive holiday event will feature the work of local artists. You can find one-of-a-kind gifts, fine jewelry, gourmet treats, holiday decor, and much more. So don't wait till the last minute to get those holiday gifts. Shop local and beat the crowds. If you're interested in attending the next Kirkland City Council meeting, here's what's on the agenda: a discussion on annexation, a public hearing on school impact fees, and final property levy tax adoption. The meeting will be held on Tuesday, December 15th at City Hall at 7:30 p.m., or you can also access the meeting at any of our programs on the web. Just visit the City of Kirkland homepage and click on on-demand programming. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. You can also go to explorekirkland.org for all Kirkland City holiday events. And be sure to check out our Christmas show in just a few weeks, where we will bring you all the highlights of last month's Christmas tree lighting and gingerbread competition. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.